74 degrees and rainy outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios. Right now it's 7:08. At least according to my clock, 7:08. Right now it's time to check the news headlines of the day. Here's Kelly Finn.
I like how you said that because, you know, I looked at you like, what?
Yeah, well, you know, some people run 5 minutes fast, some 10 minutes fast. Because, right. You know, if you're not 5 minutes early, you're late.
If you're not 15 minutes early.
Oh, yeah. Well, you run a tighter ship than I do. So
that's the Marine Corps. No. or all of our veterans who listen, they understand what that means. Uh-huh. No matter, you know, which branch you served with or for. Yeah. 15 minutes early.
Good way to live life.
Yeah, it's a struggle every day. Let me just say, between self and children, we try. Good morning, everyone. It is 7:08 on your, what day is this?
It is a Wednesday.
Wow.
And it is the first day of August.
That's what I wanted to hear. Okay, let's get you to your headlines. Children as young as 8 years old were given medication to help them go to sleep without their parents' permission. They were at a church camp. Okay, so a Baldwin County grand jury will decide if charges, though, will be brought against the leaders of Camp Beckwith, that church group camp in Fairhope. More than a dozen children were allegedly given melatonin without their parents' permission. Authorities were alerted after three parents last week complained to police about their children being given the uncontrolled substance. Baldwin County Sheriff Hoss Mack said, quote, the question that has come up by both parents and law enforcement, was there any other medications, any other items that may have been given out over that time? And he goes on to say it was done at one time before bedtime. Leaders with Camp Beckwith, which is run by the Mobile Archdiocese, confirmed that they are right now currently reviewing their camp policies. But more than a dozen people have come forward with their involvement in this situation. Initial reports from the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office were that criminal charges were unlikely since the sleep aid can be purchased over the counter. This is very troubling to me. I will say that to you as a parent, because you need to know what's going on in your child's body, especially if this kid has allergies, and they could have a deadly reaction to something. I would love to know what encouraged these people to give these children these sleeping aids.
Yeah, and you know, I hope it wasn't for super nefarious reasons, like they just really wanted them to go to sleep because they were being kids at camp and trying to stay up all night. But like you said, the biggest issue is giving kids something that their parents did not.
I mean, how dare you? See, that's the mom. See, that mom comes out. How dare you?
That's awful. Oh. And hopefully, with this melatonin, if you're not sure what melatonin is, it's something that I have used frequently. It's a sleep aid, and it's not very powerful, but like we just said, giving a kid anything that their parent hasn't approved, a big no-no. Hopefully they didn't give them anything, you know, anything that affects child more than melatonin.
Well, and sometimes you have options which are not approved by the FDA, so you're giving something to a child as young as 8.
Mm-mm-mm.
And then there's this. I mean, as if it couldn't get worse, right? He's accused of stealing from a dying man who's from Mobile and using his credit cards in various states. Stephen Kroll is from New York. He came to the port city to assist a woman whose husband was dying, but instead of just helping her, he helped himself to those credit cards. And he used those credit cards in Mississippi, Alabama, and New York. That's according to police. And he used the cards before and after the man's death. So you're supposed to help out, and you chose to spend. Kroll is charged with 11 counts of credit card fraud. No words for this person. Mm. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you very much, Kelly. 7:12 now on FM Talk 106.5. More Mobile Mornings on the way. We're talking sports. Also, Dr. Bill with the weather coming up.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we have been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jack.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Tulone with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man who led police in a dramatic multi-county high-speed chase is dead this morning after jumping from the General W.K. Wilson Jr. Bridge. Authorities confirmed that chase began in Monroeville and continued south on I-65. Officers reported the driver, who was driving a stolen semi-truck, fired shots at them at the beginning of the pursuit. The driver also shot at civilian cars. A woman with some car trouble was robbed by two people who she thought were helping her out. Mobile police say she pulled over into Joe Bailey Park Monday morning as her car was acting up. The victim said that's when two men came up to try and help. One of the suspects noticed she had a bank bag, then lifted his shirt to show a gun. Officers say the woman threw the bag at them and they ran off. Police are looking for a couple accused of stealing nearly $1,000 worth of school supplies, then pepper spraying an Office Depot employee. This happened Saturday at the store on Highway 90 in Tillman's Corner. The suspects got away in a brown 90s model Crown Victoria. I'm Jessica Tulone for WKRG.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Good morning. It's a quarter after 7 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Yesterday, the Mobile City Council delayed a vote on whether the city will donate $10 million towards the University of South Alabama's proposed on-campus football stadium. The vote was pushed back for two more weeks until August the 14th. Council voted 5-1 to create a three-member committee to further look into the stadium issue. C.J. Small was absent from the vote, while John Williams was the lone opposing vote. Fred Richardson, Joel Daves, and Bess Rich will be that three-member team. They plan to study the matter further before the council makes their final decision. The trade deadline for Major League Baseball passed by on Tuesday afternoon, but not before plenty of trades were made. The biggest name on the move was Tampa Bay Rays starting pitcher Chris Archer, who was traded to the Pittsburgh Pirates in exchange for pitcher Tyler Glasnow, outfielder Austin Meadows, and a player to be named later. Archer's a 29-year-old two-time All-Star, currently under contract for three more seasons. Before sending Archer to Pittsburgh, the Rays surprisingly traded for St. Louis Cardinals outfielder Tommy Pham. St. Louis sent Pham and $500,000 of international cap space to the Rays for outfielder Justin Williams, left-handed pitcher Genesis Cabrera, and right-hander Roel Ramirez. In 98 games this year, Pham has 14 home runs and 10 stolen bases. Another big trade for the Rays involved Tampa sending All-Star catcher Wilson Ramos to the Philadelphia Phillies for either a player to be named later or cash. Ramos hasn't played since July 14th. He's currently on the DL with a hamstring injury. He is expected to be healthy enough to play in the next few weeks. The Atlanta Braves were busy yesterday. They acquired pitchers Kevin Gausman and Darren O'Day from the Baltimore Orioles in exchange for four prospects. The Braves also added outfielder Adam Duvall from the Cincinnati Reds on Monday and relievers Brad Brock and Johnny Venters in the past week. The Los Angeles Dodgers acquired second baseman Brian Dozier from the Minnesota Twins. In return, the Twins received infielder Logan Forsyth and two minor leaguers, outfielder Luke Raley and left-hander Devin Smeltzer. After all of that action, believe it or not, some games were played on Tuesday. Atlanta scored 5 runs in the 4th inning in an 11-6 win over Miami. Rumors began yesterday morning that the Washington Nationals may trade their all-star Bryce Harper before the deadline. They ended up not moving Harper, and the Nationals responded by beating the New York Mets 25-4. It's the worst loss in Mets franchise history. After the game, Harper spoke with the press, said he wasn't offended that Washington shopped him around the league.
Whenever you hear your name or see your name on stuff, you always wonder. But, you know, I think that's just the business side of the game. It's part of the game. And, you know, other teams are trying to get better. And, you know, it's just, you know, something that came up.
Elsewhere around the league, the Houston Astros beat Seattle 5-2. Yankees beat Baltimore 6-3. Tampa Bay got a win over the LA Angels 10-6. And Philadelphia beat Boston 3-1. In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears snapped a three-game losing streak with a 9-6 win over the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Tonight, Jacksonville and Mobile will play the final game of Mobile's homestand. First pitch set for 6:35. In NFL news, the New Orleans Saints signed two veteran free agent wide receivers on Tuesday in Michael Floyd and Brandon Tate. The 28-year-old Floyd caught 10 passes for 78 yards in 11 games with the Minnesota Vikings last season. He spent just under five seasons with the Arizona Cardinals, the team that drafted him, but he was released after being arrested for drunken driving in December of 2016. He's tallied nearly 4,000 receiving yards and 24 touchdowns during his six-year NFL career. Tate, on the other hand, spent the past two seasons with the Buffalo Bills. He's more well-known for his punt and kickoff returning skills than receiving skills. He's averaged 9.5 yards on 200 career punt returns and nearly 24 yards on 247 kickoff returns with three return touchdowns. Minnesota Vikings and wide receiver Stephon Diggs agreed to a five-year contract extension Tuesday. It'll keep Diggs in Minnesota for the next six seasons. NFL Network's Ian Rappaport reported that the five-year extension is worth $72 million and $40 million in guaranteed money. 719 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This is Rhoda McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with heavy rain at times. Temperatures will be in the lower 80s. Tonight, periods of showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms with highs in the mid 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Tossing food wrappers and soda cans can be expensive. That $7.99 value meal you just threw out the window could cost you $250 in littering fines. If you don't learn your lesson the first time, a second fine will cost you $500. Put garbage in its place. Throw away your trash, not your cash. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
FM Talk 106.5.
722 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Let's check in with Larry Kirby at LCM Motor Cars. Good morning, Larry.
Morning, Dalton. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. So are you and the crew at LCM out hunting for cars for customers this week?
Absolutely. We're hard at it. Matter of fact, we bought some yesterday. We'll have some fresh vehicles on the lot today. One of them, a lot of people have been looking for. We have a 2008 Z71 four-wheel drive extended cab, so a lot of people have been looking for those. It's well under $15,000, so it fits most folks' price range.
So if I have a certain car or truck in mind that I'm interested in you know, picking up from you guys, I can call or go online. How would I go about getting that car of my dreams from you?
Well, there are several ways. The easiest way is just come by the lot in Theodore and sit down with us. We'll get on the computer and we can pick out all different kind of models. There's so many different options, so many different color combinations. So we can do it right there on the big screen and narrow it down, or they can just call us and we'll get the information and go to work there, or go on the request line at lcmmotorcars.com.
All right, that's great news. And how do they call you and where are you located?
Highway 90 West of Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Call us at 375-0068. Please like us on Facebook.
Hey, thank you, Larry. Have a good one.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
That's Larry Kirby checking in from LCM Motor Cars. Right now we're going to check with traffic with Kane. Come back news with Kelly. She's got the headlines on this Wednesday morning.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, eastbound I-10 between 65 and DIP, right around the curve coming off the southbound 65 exit ramp onto I-10. They've got an accident to the left median. It is a little bit slower there, but not in the lanes of traffic. And we've still got wet roadways from downtown and across the Bayway and the Causeway. Be careful. The racing returns this Saturday night at Flemington Speedway in Flemington, Alabama. The Jared Johns Memorial Derby with racing in six different divisions on the Dirt Bull Ring. Find them on Facebook and at FlemingtonSpeedway.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 7:23 now here at the FM Talk 106.5 studios. It's a rainy Wednesday morning, but that doesn't keep Kelly from having your news headlines of the day.
No, nothing gets in the way of your headlines. That's why we're friends. Hey, happy August 1st. I don't know why this the first day of the month and the last day of the month has meaning. Maybe it's a new beginning and a new month, right?
Yeah.
And kids are going back to school really soon. Let's talk about this story you brought up last hour, Dalton. I mean, horrific, but a great ending. 103 people survived a plane crash or plane incident, I should say, based on weather being a factor, one of many. So this was an Aeromexico jetliner. It was taking off during a storm, smashing down into a nearby field, but skidded to a stop. All right, all this information coming from different sources, but I'm going to the AP for this information. So 103 people were on board. They were able to escape all the flames before fire engulfed the aircraft. Hearing from some of the witnesses, they said it burned in a matter of seconds. They said, "We felt flames coming quickly. There's a lot of smoke. Both wings were on fire as people were running from the aircraft." I mean, it's a scary scene. The governor, Durango State governor, said a gust of wind hit flight AM2431 as it was heading from the city of Durango to Mexico City, as it was lifting off from the tarmac, forcing the pilot to abort the takeoff. Passengers reported hearing loud sounds as the plane's left wing banged into the ground. Both engines tore loose. The plane, though, stayed upright. The escape slides were activated. They're saying it's too early to know the cause of the crash, but, I mean, the storm, strong wind, heavy rain, they said there was marble-sized hail, even damaging the hangars at this airport. So, scary situation. 49 people were hospitalized, most with minor injuries. The pilot suffered the most serious injury, a cervical lesion that required surgery. Some people were burned on their bodies, but everyone's expected to live. And a breakdown of the passengers, 88 adults, 9 children, and 2 babies. And the crew consisted of 2 flight attendants and 2 pilots. Unbelievable. 103 people survived this.
Amazing they were able to walk away from that.
Yeah, it's just, you know, when you get on these planes, sometimes you just want to go to sleep, and sometimes you just want to stare out the window and hope to get there safely. You never expect to get on a plane. I was on a flight recently. I was scared, you know what. I'm just going to go ahead and say that. But just wanted to let you know, that's a national story that you may see more about today. So there's the foundation of the story. Of course, with situations like this, more information comes out, and you hear about how, you know, some people say, "I'm not a hero," but if you're helping to save lives or you're moving people, because the airliner, you know, and their company have said that because of the smart thinking of their employees and the passengers, this ended a whole lot better than it could have gone.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 7:26 now on FM Talk 106.5. Yesterday, the trial of Paul Manafort got underway in Alexandria, Virginia. Attorneys for both sides selected a jury, and they delivered their opening statements. Now, it's the first trial in connection. It's connected to Robert Mueller's special counsel investigation into collusion with Russia and candidate Donald Trump, but this trial has nothing to do with that, right. As far as everyone is saying so far.
I love how they call the judge's courtroom the rocket docket.
The rocket docket.
Yeah, because they move so quickly that they were able to, you know, advance the process so quickly, because some people may take days or weeks, and I mean, you're talking about a matter of hours.
Yeah, well, with this Manafort trial, they're investigating more of the white-collar crime that they found as Mueller was probing the Trump campaign. They kind of went off on this other road involving Manafort, and as part of that investigation, Mueller began exploring Manafort's longtime work for Ukrainian politicians that have ties to Moscow, and he began doing that in 2006, allegedly. Government investigators unearthed a raft of alleged financial crimes unrelated to the campaign. They also obtained multiple related indictments against Manafort, including counts of tax evasion and bank fraud. Manafort's 69 years old, and if he's convicted, it's very possible he could spend the rest of his life in prison. He, of course, has pled not guilty to all charges. The prosecutors allege that Manafort funneled $75 million through offshore accounts using a complex scheme to hide income. He bought real estate, made home improvements to his many houses from the affluent Hamptons all the way down to West Palm Beach, and generally lived a life of luxury, which they've started laying out, and they'll lay out more over the course of this trial.
Did you hear about the $21,000 watch and the $15,000 jacket made of ostrich?
Yeah, and probably the funniest Twitter joke I saw yesterday involving that $15,000 ostrich coat.
Ooh.
Finally something Manafort can't launder. I don't think you're supposed to throw that in the wash. 729 now on FM Talk 106.5. Hey, this hour, I'm going to talk a little bit about Trump's rally yesterday in Tampa Bay at the Florida State Fairgrounds. A lot going on there. A whole lot of local news to get through. Sports. Dr. Bill's got your weather coming up very soon. And traffic with Kane, all right here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man who led police in a dramatic multi-county high-speed chase is dead this morning after jumping from the General W.K. Wilson Jr. Bridge. Authorities confirmed that chase began in Monroeville and continued south on I-65. Officers reported the driver, who was driving a stolen semi-truck, fired shots at them at the beginning of the pursuit. The driver also shot at civilian cars. Three people were shot late last night during a robbery at a gas station in Midtown Mobile. This happened around 11:45 at the Sage Chevron on Imogene Street. Mobile police are looking for the gunman this morning. Alabama Congressman Bradley Byrne continues his Better Off Now town hall tour. Today, Byrne will visit Dolphin Island, followed by stops in Millry on Thursday and Citronelle on Friday. For times and more locations of his tour, which runs through August 22nd, visit our website, WKRG.com. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, coverage you can count on.
A few years ago, I decided to buy a Liberty Safe to protect my valuables. I never dreamed that my house would be broken into. What they couldn't break into was my Liberty Safe. I am so thankful. I bought the safe. It's worth every penny. I highly recommend Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Protect your valuables with a safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safe, I-65 and Moffett Road.
Or go to mwliberty.com for more information.
Vice President Mike Pence is on hand in Hawaii this morning, standing by as cases carrying the remains of American servicemen killed in northern areas during the Korean War are flying over the Pacific to American soil there. There was a formal send-off at South Korea's Osan Air Base, led by General Vincent Brooks, commander of U.S. Forces Korea.
We send them away from this ancient land onward to the identification laboratories in the United States, where they can be positively identified.
A website displaying blueprints for printing plastic 3D guns is blocking downloads this morning following a judge's order temporarily stopping their distribution. More court arguments are scheduled for a week from Friday. Police in Northern California trying to find four people missing during the raging car fire near Redding. Meanwhile, new fires are popping up north of San Francisco. New York City will no longer prosecute cases of marijuana possession starting today unless there's a threat to public safety. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Rasa Kay with your Money Now.
Starting discussions to avoid a full-blown trade war.
The Federal Reserve has been raising interest rates so Christ prices don't get out of hand. When it wraps up its latest meeting today, it will likely point to strong economic growth. Low unemployment and rising inflation is justification.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit. Until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
It's summer, and you find radio station contests everywhere. But summer, better than others. FM Talk 106.5 contests are just like our programs. Local.
Hello, Sandra Crenshaw.
This is she.
This is Sean Sullivan over at FM Talk 106.5. We did the drawing here in our Summer Better Than Others prize giveaway with over $5,500 worth of goodies up for grabs. And okay. I'm looking at your name. You won.
That is.
You won the whole thing.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm so excited about that.
You registered at Old Time Feed in Fairhope, right?
I think I did.
That's where we got your name from, Sandra. So
okay.
You won the weekly prize and you won the grand prize. This is $5,500 worth of a grand prize. That Reactor Valkyrie stainless steel men's watch from the Carrot Patch, the Adirondack chairs and table from Old Time Feed and Seed, a catered chicken finger party for you and your friends from Goldfingers, an inshore fishing charter from Charlie Gray and Gray Gulf Charters, a 2-week 4-seat cart rental from the Cart Doctor, and a Liberty Fat Boy Junior safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Over $5,500 worth of goodies for you.
Okay.
The Summer Better Than Others contest from FM Talk 106. Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:34 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. It's time to check in with staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. I mean, good morning. I'm rushing things a little bit.
Yeah, just ready to, I guess, get this week on. Go ahead and get it over with. It's rainy outside our studios. I think it's probably rainy in most of the area right now. What can we look forward to today, Dr. Bill?
Yeah, we've still got this pattern of a stalled weather front across Mississippi and Alabama, and conditions in the upper atmosphere very favorable for thunderstorms. And this is going to be with us for today, tomorrow, and also into Friday. But then over the weekend, we'll start to see an improvement. An improvement now means getting more sunshine, fewer thunderstorms, but of course that also means warmer temperatures. So we'll see those readings get back to normal, which is in the lower 90s. But as for today, look for quite a few showers and thunderstorms around. We could see some heavy rain at times, and temperatures mainly in the low 80s, perhaps getting into the mid-80s if we get a little bit of sunshine. Tonight, some scattered showers and thunderstorms around, temperatures in the low 70s, and then tomorrow another round of showers and thunderstorms with highs in the mid-80s. Now, Friday, kind of the transition, we'll see showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-80s. Things then begin to improve, and on Saturday, it'll be partly cloudy, with mainly a few afternoon thunderstorms high in the upper 80s, and then we'll get into the low 90s with a few afternoon thunderstorms on Sunday.
All right, and it's the start of a new month. That means you have some numbers, some rainfall numbers for us from last month.
Yeah, we almost made it to the normal rainfall. We got up to 6.96 for the month, and yesterday, almost 2 inches of rain out of the airport. So we finished just a little bit below normal. The normal is just over 7 inches for the month of July. And now we begin a brand new month, and it looks like we're going to start out with, of course, with some rain here, and that potential for some heavy rain for today, tomorrow, and on into Friday.
And it is hurricane season right now. I know it's at the top of a lot of people's mind. They want to know what's going on out in the tropics.
Well, statistically, this is where we start to see an increase in in tropical activity, but right now it's quiet. The Gulf of Mexico, not exactly quiet. We have a few thunderstorms associated with a disturbance that's affecting the Gulf Coast right now. The Caribbean is quiet. And out in the Atlantic, a few thunderstorms out in the eastern portion of the tropical Atlantic, but I don't see any development at this time.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Bill. We'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Dalton.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. You can hear his forecast 5 times an hour on Mobile mornings from 6 to 9 a.m. and also twice an hour every hour the rest of the day.
I love the way he had the slip up of good afternoon. So Dr. Yeah. Bill is, he's our spirit animal.
Yeah, he is. He's I'm right there with him. Actually, you know, I'm a morning guy now. I used to not be a morning guy. Mm-hmm. Something about waking up at 4 a.m. turns you into a morning person.
Early bird definitely gets the worm. You get what your grandparents were saying.
Yeah.
You get so much done, and it's funny, especially on this shift when you're trying to call people. You're like, why are you not awake? It's like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, all my lazy friends and family. So jealous of them. Hey, 7:38 now on FM Talk 106.5. Let's check traffic with Kane. You ride into work or, you know, wherever you're headed this Wednesday morning.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, southbound 65, right around a curve to I-10 eastbound, the inside left median. They're still working an accident with injuries. Fire department, ambulance on the scene, and slower traffic through there, but it's not in the roadways. It's off to the median. There's a beer pairing dinner at the Battle House coming up August 11th. They're partnering with local brewmaster Serta's Brewery. Indulge in 4 beers and 4 courses for only $50. Get the information and make reservations at 338-5441, the Battle House Hotel. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Loser, failure, victim, washed out, underdog, thrashed.
Presenting a list of the kind of people we're not looking
whipped,
for.
Wimp, slob, licked, wiped out.
A list of people who will not rise above their own fears, doubts, and uncertainties to move ever forward towards success. So if you're one of those people,
fallen, finished,
we're sorry we wasted our breath on you. We had to weed you out to get to the winners.
Champion, successful, victorious, able to leap tall.
But if you're on this list, congratulations. We want to talk to you. Come work with the most creative people in the world. Enjoy the fast-paced, highly challenging world of radio marketing and push yourself to get out of normal. Quit boring yourself and the rest of us. Apply now. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today for your appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
Results-oriented, hardworking, invincible.
Good morning, 7:40 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time to check the news headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Dalton. Good morning. Happy hump day, everyone, and happy first day of August. American culture has become, quote, less hospitable to people of faith. That quote coming to us from Attorney General Jeff Sessions. On Monday, he issued that quote and says that he wants the nation to know the Justice Department will protect people's religious freedom and convictions. He spoke at the Justice Department Summit on Religious Tolerance, and he also announced the creation of a Religious Liberty Task Force to implement Justice Department guidance on respecting and accommodating religious beliefs, including those of department employees. Sessions spoke about his objection to members of Congress asking judicial and executive branch nominees about their religious backgrounds and views, saying, quote, let's be frank, a dangerous movement undetected by many but real is now challenging and eroding our great tradition of religious freedom. There can be no doubt. It's no little matter. It must be confronted intellectually and politically and defeated. This election, this past election, and much that has flowed from it, gives us a rare opportunity to arrest these trends and to confront them. Such a reversal will not just be done with electoral victories, however, but by intellectual victories. Again, that's Attorney General Jeff Sessions greeting a crowd on Monday. Facebook has confirmed that, yes, they have removed 32 fake accounts over what they're describing as, quote, coordinated inauthentic behavior. 17 of those accounts were Facebook profiles, 8 were Facebook pages, and 7 were on Instagram. Those pages had a combined following of some 290,000 users and responsible for some 9,500 posts. The head of cybersecurity policy for Facebook said the earliest page was created back in March of 2017. The most recent was in May. So pages created about 30 events since May, with the largest having more than 6,100 people saying that they were either interested or definitely going to attend, and that includes a planned protest in our nation's capital set for next week. So at this hour, it's unclear as to who is behind the pages, but according to Facebook, some of this activity is consistent with Russian groups accused of interfering in the 2016 presidential election. Facebook says the pages and events in question have been disabled, and they are in the process of contacting users who were interested in upcoming events. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thanks, Kelly. 7:42 now, right here on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings, and right now on FMTalk1065.com, the three big things leads off with the Mobile City Council yesterday delaying the USA Stadium vote once again. Right now, they plan on voting on August 14th, but they were also criticizing Mayor Sandy Stimson yesterday for intertwining the two stadiums that are involved in this issue. South Alabama's proposed on-campus stadium and Ladd Peebles. Acting Council President LaVon Manzi said yesterday, "It's just been rolled out awfully because we have intertwined South Alabama's desire to build a new stadium with the future of Ladd, and it never should have been done that way. That's what's caused all of this divisiveness. It's this Ladd versus USA proposition. Never had to be done that way because we're big enough and smart enough to have two stadiums and appropriately take care of both of them." Councilman Fred Richardson agreed with Manzi. He said, "I don't have to fight South Alabama to support Ladd Stadium." Second big thing on our three big things this morning, and Kelly has more on this in her news hits. We've talked about it quite a bit. Camp Beckwith investigation to be heard by grand jury 1 week after the investigation into campers at the South Baldwin Church camp started reporting being drugged with the sleep aid melatonin. That investigation is wrapping up. More on that with Kelly, and also more on that online if you want to check it out there. And the third big thing, another thing we've discussed some this morning, 103 people survived the crash of a Mexican jetliner. Unbelievable. 103 people were able to walk away with this with their lives. I think 49 hospitalized. The worst injury went to the pilot who had, a cervical injury.
Laceration
from that wreck. Just a crazy, crazy story. You can check out all three of those on our website, fmtalk1065.com, along with our opinion poll. Should Governor Kay Ivey debate her gubernatorial opponent, Walt Maddox, before the general election in November? Right now, those numbers are pretty even. Yes, getting 56% of the vote. No, getting 44% with less than 100 days until that election. 7:45 now on FM Talk 106.5. Sports on Mobile Mornings coming up next.
Attention Mobile. Announcing a one-day sale Saturday, August 4th of the best Mobile Bay waterfront opportunities in a decade. The final phase of a successful Mobile Bay community just 10 minutes from downtown stalled during the recession. It's time to sell at below the market prices. Saturday, August 4th only, $10,000 off all dockable waterfront home sites with direct access to Mobile Bay and the Gulf of Mexico. $5,000 off all water access home sites with free covered boat slips. Some examples, direct bay access with covered boat slips was $19,900, now $14,900. 2 acres dockable waterfront with covered boat slips was $44,900, now $34,900. Buy on Mobile Bay in a prime location with spectacular boating and fishing for 50 cents on the dollar or less. Direct bay access, $14,900. Dockable waterfront, $34,900. Call or click 877-BIGVIEW.com for an early appointment. That's 877-BIGVIEW, 877-244-8439.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Tulone with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man who led police in a dramatic multi-county high-speed chase is dead this morning after jumping from the General W.K. Wilson Jr. Bridge. Authorities confirmed that chase began in Monroeville and continued south on I-65. Officers reported the driver, who was driving a stolen semi-truck, fired shots at them at the beginning of the pursuit. The driver also shot at civilian cars. A woman with some car trouble was robbed by two people who she thought were helping her out. Mobile police say she pulled over into Joe Bailey Park Monday morning as her car was acting up. The victim said that's when two men came up to try and help. One of the suspects noticed she had a bank bag, then lifted his shirt to show a gun. Officers say the woman threw the bag at them and they ran off. Police are looking for a couple accused of stealing nearly $1,000 worth of school supplies, then pepper spraying an Office Depot employee. This happened Saturday at the store on Highway 90 in Tillman's Corner. The suspects got away in a brown 90s model Crown Victoria. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG.
Business people want to stay in the loop of things when it comes to permits, deeds, bankruptcies, and which companies have purchased business licenses. That's why so many subscribe to the Mobile Record. If this public information is of interest to you, at the click of a mouse on a one-stop site, you should sign up today. To learn more about the Mobile Record and the services it offers, visit our website, themobilerecord.com, or email us at publicrecords@themobilerecord.com. If you're not subscribing, chances are your competition is.
Good morning, 747 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Yesterday, Mobile City Council delayed their vote whether the city will donate $10 million towards USA's proposed on-campus football stadium, pushed it back 2 weeks until August the 14th. They also voted 5-1 to create a three-member committee to further look into the stadium issue. C.J. Small was absent from the vote yesterday, while John Williams was the lone opposing vote. Fred Richardson, Joel Daves, and Bess Rich will be that three-member team. They plan to study the matter further before the council makes their final decision. The trade deadline for Major League Baseball passed by on Tuesday afternoon, but not before plenty of trades were made. The biggest name on the move was Tampa Bay Rays starting pitcher Chris Archer. He was traded to the Pittsburgh Pirates in exchange for pitcher Tyler Glasnow, outfielder Austin Meadows, and a player to be named later. Archer's a 29-year-old two-time All-Star, currently under contract for three more seasons. Before sending Archer to Pittsburgh, the Rays surprisingly traded for St. Louis Cardinals outfielder Tommy Pham. St. Louis sent Pham and $500,000 of international cap space to the Rays for outfielder Justin Williams, left-handed pitcher Genesis Cabrera, and right-hander Roel Ramirez. Another big trade for the Rays involved Tampa sending All-Star catcher Wilson Ramos to the Philadelphia Phillies for either a player to be named later or cash. Ramos hasn't played since July 14th. He's currently on the DL with a hamstring injury, but is expected to be healthy enough to play in the next few weeks. The Atlanta Braves were busy yesterday acquiring pitchers Kevin Gausman and Darren O'Day from the Baltimore Orioles in exchange for four prospects. Braves also added outfielder Adam Duvall from the Cincinnati Reds on Monday and relievers Brad Brock and Johnny Venters in the last week. The Los Angeles Dodgers acquired second baseman Brian Dozier from the Minnesota Twins. In return, the Twins received infielder Logan Forsythe and two minor league players. And after all that action, believe it or not, some games were played on Tuesday. Atlanta scored five runs in the fourth inning in an 11-6 win over Miami. And rumors began yesterday morning that the Washington Nationals may trade superstar Bryce Harper before the deadline. They ended up not moving Harper, and the Nationals responded by beating the New York Mets 25-4. That's the worst loss in Mets franchise history. Harper spoke with the press. He said he wasn't offended that Washington shopped him around the league.
Whenever you hear your name or see your name on stuff, you always wonder. But, you know, I think that's just the business side of the game. It's part of the game. And, you know, other teams are trying to get better. And, you know, it's just, you know, something that came up.
In other games from around the league, the Houston Astros beat Seattle 5-2. The Yankees beat Baltimore 6-3. Tampa Bay got a win over the LA Angels 10-6. And Philadelphia beat Boston 3-1. In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears snapped a three-game losing streak with a 9-6 win over the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Tonight, Jacksonville and Mobile play the final game of Mobile's homestand. First pitch is at 6:35. And in some NFL news, the New Orleans Saints signed two veteran free agent wide receivers Tuesday in Michael Floyd and Brandon Tate. The 28-year-old Floyd caught 10 passes for only 78 yards in 11 games with the Minnesota Vikings last season. He spent just under five seasons with the team that drafted him, the Arizona Cardinals, but he was released after being arrested on drunken driving charges in December of 2016. Floyd's tallied nearly 4,000 receiving yards and 24 touchdowns during his six-year NFL career. Tate, on the other hand, spent the past two seasons with the Buffalo Bills. He's more known for his punt and kickoff returning skills than his receiving skills. He's averaged 9.5 yards on 200 career punt returns and nearly 24 yards on 247 kickoff returns, but has three return touchdowns. And the Minnesota Vikings and wide receiver Stephon Diggs agreed to a 5-year contract extension Tuesday. That'll keep Diggs in Minnesota for the next 6 seasons. NFL Network's Ian Rappaport reported that the 5-year extension is worth $72 million and $40 million in guaranteed money. 7:51 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with heavy rain at times. Temperatures will be in the lower 80s. Tonight, periods of showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center delays building into the westbound lanes of the George Wallace Tunnel. Now be careful along I-10. Also, they've got that accident to final clearing stages. Southbound 65 ramp to I-10 eastbound just around the curve as you're heading towards Navco Road. You know, summer's almost over, so now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa in Point Clear. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, and the new splash and activities lawn. Get details at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 7:54 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. And right now it's time to check the news headlines on this first day of August. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty. This is the headline we were talking about last hour. I thought it was so important that we remind you as to what not to do when law enforcement tells you to stop. Okay. Panama City man's been sentenced to 7 more years in prison for the assault of a federal officer in Alabama. Last April, 42-year-old Elvis Mark Hartrick, he pleaded guilty to assaulting a corrections officer with a deadly weapon. On Tuesday, he was back in court, and now we're learning more details about that September 2017 attack. So while he was an inmate at the federal prison camp at the Maxwell Air Force Base in Montgomery, authorities say prison camp staff received information about the location of contraband near a secluded fence line on the prison grounds. When they went to investigate, the staff discovered 3 packages, and then they just waited. And they waited, and they waited to see who would show up to pick up those packages. Well, it was Hartrick, or as we just call him, Elvis, and another inmate, 29-year-old Marvin Mobley Jr., who is also from Florida. They arrived in a work truck. After they picked up the packages, they placed them on the back of the truck. Both men got back into the vehicle, but both were ordered to stop. They ignored that order, jumped in that truck, and took off, and they aimed the vehicle right at that corrections officer, who, I may add, was unarmed. But that correctional officer was able to literally jump out of the way in time. The truck was later stopped by an additional staff member. Inside those packages, cell phones, cigarettes, smokeless tobacco, and alcohol. As for Mobley, he received a 2-month sentence for possession of contraband. But again, Elvis, he was sentenced to 7 more years in prison for that assault of the federal officer. You know, that's just not okay.
No, not at all. Are you like me at all? Maybe I'm just paranoid when I'm out there on the roads, or maybe I've seen too many of the Mission Impossible movies, like the new one that's so popular in theaters right now. But have you ever, like, thought, can I jump out of the way of a car if it's coming right at me? Am I athletic enough to tuck and roll and get out of the way?
I mean, I have not.
Okay.
But I know that adrenaline you would hope would kick in and that you'd be able to do all types of special effects with your moves. But, I mean, the way vehicles are built now mm-hmm. and as quickly as they can go, no. No, I would not want to be on the wrong end of that story.
No, some of my favorite videos are guys trying to jump over a car that's coming at them.
Oh, like they're going to do Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, and the ones that sometimes don't work out too well. Ooh. I'm glad that officer did not try that and that he's safe after rolling out of the way.
Amen. Once again, a happier ending than how the story began.
Yeah.
This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. And don't forget, it's the first day of August. Go ahead and flip that calendar and check those smoke detectors. That can save a life.
Mm-hmm. That's a good reminder. And there's all kinds, you know, the first of the month, I have like this list of stuff and uh-huh. It's not every month, but you know, changing the filters in your home. Mm-hmm. I always use the first of the month as just that deadline reminder. And that's a good thing for you to bring up. 7:57 now on FM Talk 106.5. Coming back, more Mobile Mornings. On the other side of the break, we got a lot to talk about. We've got Officer Gary Owens in to talk about the MPD's big night out. You want to hear about this. Some great things going on with the Mobile Police Department.
It's an award-winning program.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Yeah. We'll learn more about that from Officer Gary Owens on the other side. We'll also talk about Trump's rally in Tampa last night. And he asked John Kelly to stay on as chief of staff through 2020. That's from ABC News. We'll discuss that. A whole lot more coming up. Mobile Mornings right here on FM Talk 106.5.